Item number 10, project number WC095, courthouse masonry, basement walls, page 134.
Chairman, supervisors, this project is something that arose out of internal inspections with A&E staff and our staff, and came across, for lack of a better way to put it, it'd be similar to going in your basement and seeing a leaky wall and maybe some spalling from water damage. It was noted, identified, and plans were being made to have that inspected and addressed, and a subsequent inspection proved that the damage had progressed a little bit more. What we need to do is we've done some shoring up in the immediate term with some bracing just to be safe, and we now need to move forward with hopefully replacing or repairing the wall.
When did those inspections take place?
The original inspection was the very beginning of this year. I think it was in January. It could have been in December. And then the second inspection was sometime in the middle, summerish, either in the spring or the summer. It was just a follow-up inspection to see if just what had happened, if that had happened. And again, it had a little more spalling and obviously a little more water damage. So there's something going on outside, like you'd see with a downspout. It's not a downspout, but there's something outside that's physically occurring that's causing that water to be there. And we have to first, again, deal with the showing up and then identifying what is causing that and, you know, move forward appropriately.
So you said after the first inspection you realized there was a problem? And then did you go to, like, was the second inspection kind of post-fire? Like through a walkthrough or...?
Unrelated to the fire, and to be honest, I can't recall the timing relative to the fire. But the initial inspection by A&E staff was something that was self-motivated, and the wall needed to be looked at. So one of the architects came in and looked at it, and again the problem of the moisture and the light spalling was identified. And then the second inspection was an intentional follow-up to look and see if it hopefully was all the same. And you know, we could then, you know, go down our decision tree based on that. But it was noticeably more. So again, that was an intentional inspection as a follow-up. So we're talking very beginning of the year and then sometime in the summerish. And again, I can't recall relative to the fire.
Any other questions? Not next item?